Hi. Sorry, I didn't mean to wake you. Sorry, I came home late. Yeah. My day was long, but glad it's over. Yeah. Ooh. Did I? Okay. Thought I dropped my wallet out of my bag, and I was like, oh, don't. You look very comfy. It's very cute. Yeah. Can I get my life together first? Can I situate myself before I get in bed with you? Thank you. God, there's so many clothes on the bed. Oh, I know it's you. Because I'm holding your blazer from earlier today, and I'm holding your cardigan that you wore the other day. No, it's cool. I'm not mad. Yes, my leg just popped. Don't talk about it. Yeah. Hold on. Let me get my life together. Okay. I think I'm ready. Now I'm gonna get in bed. You don't want me in bed anymore? Was the moment over? You don't want me. You don't want me in bed. I know you're kidding. Ugh. Come here. Hi. I missed you. Ugh. I had a very long day. It wasn't even anything bad. It was just tiring and long. Mm-hmm. But it was productive. Mm-hmm. Well, I had to leave early. Because I had to put stuff in the post office. I sent to the post office. I met up with my mom. Did I not tell you? Yeah, I met up with my mom. For like 20 minutes. That's why I left super duper early, so I can meet up with her. And we were just talking. We had a little brunch date. Yeah, I went to work late. That's why I came home late, because I wanted to work late, but it's okay. But, we had a little brunch date. It was very little. It's like 20 minutes to like a half hour. But she's just catching me up on stuff. Surprisingly, there's no family drama this time. Well, I kept nagging her about it, and she was like, no, there isn't, I promise. And I was like, Mom. She's like, I'm serious. And I was like, all right, I'll believe you. But if I call Dad and he tells me otherwise, I will be mad at you. And she was like, you have every right to. And I was like, okay, thank you. But, yeah, I met up with my mom. And then I had work. Work wasn't bad. It was just I had to do a lot. I had a lot of paperwork to do. I had to drive all over the place to pick up stuff for my boss. And then I had to send multiple emails. So whatever. And then after work, I picked up some food. Then I was gonna eat the food, but I was like, I'm not that hungry. And then I got home. So here's, you want to hear my thinking process. All right, so after work I was like, I'm hungry. And I was like, do we have food at the house? I don't think we have food in the house. So I thought we didn't have food in the house. So I stopped somewhere and I got food. I got pickup. And on the way home, as I was driving, I was like, now I'm thinking about it, I'm really not that hungry. Like, I'm not in the mood for like a big meal. And what I got was a big meal. So I was like, I don't think I'm gonna eat. And then I parked. And right before I got out. I was in the process of turning off my car and getting out. And I thought to myself, no, I'm hungry. So I sat in the car and I ate the food. Because I was too lazy to get up from the car, come in the house, sit down in the dining room, and eat. I was like, I'm just going to eat right now. And that's what I did. And I ate all of my food. And then I took my stuff. I took the trash from the car. And I opened the door to get inside. And then I threw away the trash, threw away the food that I ate. And then here we are. That's my whole process. No, because I was like, okay, I don't think I'm hungry. But then I stopped and I was about to leave and I was like, you know what? I'm hungry. Never mind. And then I proceeded to eat all my food in one sitting. It was a chicken Caesar salad. But it was like a big, like hefty chicken Caesar salad. And I ate all of that. I had water, I promise. Aren't you proud of me? All I've been drinking lately, I've been drinking a lot of water. And if I don't drink water, I drink lemon water. Yeah, like, I put ice, and I put water, and then I squeeze two lemons in there, and then I drink. It's so funny, because my mom and I love that. But my dad's like, that's disgusting. Why do you do that? Blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, Dad, you have no room to talk. My dad has no taste. He owns up to that. He's like, I know how I don't have taste. I'm aware of my faults. And I was like, yep, this is why you're my dad. But yeah. But actually, I ate all of that. Now I feel like a big potato. Like a big wobbly potato. Like as soon as I got out, I started walking up the stairs and I was like, oh my god. I just felt so heavy. And it was a chicken Caesar salad. Like I was supposed to feel healthy. Like I had that with water, with a bottle of water, like I was fine. But the salad. Plus, I drained that shit with water. So I'm like, I feel so big. So I was like, alright. And then when I came home and I locked the door, first thing I did was I took off my shoes. And when I took off my shoes, oh my god. I just felt liberating. Speaking of which, I haven't taken off my bra yet. Yes, I'm taking off my bra right now. Ugh. Okay, hold on. Let me just... Ugh. I'm so excited. You're gonna want to take off my bra? I'm not even gonna take off my shirt. I'm just gonna slip my hands under. Let me unhook. Oh, there we go. Okay. And... Now that is an orgasm right there. Taking off your bra and your shoes after a long day. Oh, Lord have mercy, that was an orgasm right there. Nah, don't worry, you give me much better orgasms than that. But like, besides all of the like paper shit and like work shit that I had to do, this is my first good day in a while. It really has. Like, I was productive. I saw my mom. We had a great conversation. She told me she missed me. And like, Now we're talking, like, we're talking about Thanksgiving, because it's November now, and she was like, I'm so excited to see you on Thanksgiving. She kept asking about you. She kept asking me. Yeah, she did. She's like, how's your boyfriend doing? How's your man doing? And I was like, he's good. He's good. He's chilling. He's at work right now, but he's chilling. And she was like, good. Because I love him. And I want to see him all the time. My mom has never been like this with anyone else. Seriously. She loves you. One time, I think it was, it's like one of the first times we had dinner with my parents. And I think you were helping my dad in the kitchen with dishes. And I was cleaning up the table with my mom. And my mom leaned over and she was like, honestly, he's my favorite. I'm like, thank you, mom. Yeah. She can go on and on about you. My dad, oh my God. You know what's crazy? My dad has started to call you his son-in-law. Mm-hmm. I called my dad like a week ago, I think. Like a week or... almost like a week ago. And he asked me, one of the first things he asked me, he was like, how's my son-in-law doing? And I was like, Dad, he is my boyfriend. And he's like, I know. But still, how's your son-in-law doing? How's my son-in-law doing? And I was like, Dad. My boyfriend is doing fine. Thank you for asking. Yeah. My parents love you, man. Mm-hmm. To be honest, I'm scared that my mom might love you more than I love you. Or I think she loves you more than she loves me. Yeah. But honestly, I think you're my, out of the couple guys that I've dated, I think you're my parents' favorite. Mm-hmm. Oh, don't have a big head. You already have a huge ego. Don't want to get that shit bigger. Oh, wait. I went on about my day. I'm sorry to ask. I didn't ask. How was your day?
No, tell me. Tell me everything. Because I like to know everything about you. Where were you? Who were you with? I'm just kidding.
But actually, how was your day? Yeah? Mm-hmm. That's good. Really? How did that go? Oh, that's so good. That's so good. That's so good. Mm-hmm. What? Can I just smile in peace? I mean, I'm back home. I live in this home with you. I am in bed with you. I'm talking to you. I'm talking about my day. You're talking about your day. I'm content. Mm-hmm. I'm always content when I'm around you. Mm-hmm. It's true. You make any day a better day. Even if I was already having a good day, you make it 10 times better. Mm-hmm. Just by being you. And just being with me. What was it? On the way home, after I got food, I picked up What the fuck did I pick up? Oh, I picked up more toothpaste. Because we're running out. Because someone keeps hogging the toothpaste. You always... Oh my god. We're not having this discussion. You always hog the toothpaste. I take very, very little. I take very, very, very little. Very little toothpaste. Because we share the same toothpaste. You hog it. You use so much of it. Oh my god. Listen. I love you and I love it when you have your good days. But sometimes on your good days, you use you reapply your toothpaste like twice. And it annoys the fuck out of me. The only other person that I know that does that is my brother. Other than that, I don't know anyone else. And I don't know why you do that. Listen, I don't judge, but I'm just speaking my mind. I don't like it. So, I bought not one, not two, but three toothpaste. Because I knew we were going to run out. Listen, I love you, despite your flaws and everything, but I think the biggest flaw you have is using a lot of toothpaste. Listen. Anyways, tell me more about your day. Did you go to the gym? Because I knew you were talking about going to the gym. You did? Oh, you're already starting to feel sore. What day was it? Ooh, back day. Is your back acting up? Oh, I'm sorry. Did you take a warm shower? Good. Did it help? That's good. That is good. Well, another day of this again. Really not looking forward to it, but we can't get everything we want in life. Oh, it's okay. What am I doing? I'm turning off the light. Can I not turn off the light? I'm about to go to bed. Oh, you want to see my face? You want to see my pretty, disgusting face? Yes, I said pretty and disgusting in the same sentence. Leave me alone. Can I turn off the light? Please? You want to see my face a little bit more? Because when I turn off the light, I'll be too dark for you. Is that it? You're just really cute. And I also want to look at you a little bit longer, too. So. Hey. I have a secret to tell you. It's a pretty big secret too, so I highly advise / suggest that you don't tell anybody, because I said so. Can you do that for me when I tell you the secret? Okay, come here. Come closer. Get closer. There you go. I love you. It's a secret.
Stop squishing my face. Why are you squishing my face? Do you like my chubby cheeks? Ow, you're hurting my face. Stop hurting my face. Stop squishing my face. Listen, I know I have chubby cheeks, but you don't have to do this almost every night when we're in bed. Hey. Just shut up and kiss me.
That's better. Now, can we go to bed? Yeah. Okay.
One more kiss.
Thank you.
Okay. Alright, I'm coming in your arms.
Oh, I love these arms. Yeah, I belong here. Yeah, I know. I do. I belong in your arms. And you belong with me. I like how the first thing you said after I said you belong with me was saying Taylor Swift. You're so weird. But I like your weirdness. And I like you a lot. No, I only like you. I don't love you. You're okay. Stop with the tingles. Stop. I'm in your arms. I'm vulnerable right now. Have a good night, baby. I love you too. Have the best, sweetest, cutest, greatest dreams in the world. Because you deserve them.